as amazing as it looks like on the outside, people think it's all sunshines and rainbows over here, but it's, there's days where it's not meant depressing. For everybody. No, bro. It's not at all. And it's, I don't think it's meant for anyone, honestly. Yeah, like, yeah. No one can prepare for this.
Hey guys, so we're back on another episode of Fierce Talk. I'm here with my co-host, Scott Sullivan. He's your bro host. Yeah, he's my bro host. All right, bro host. And we got a special guest here. I'm sure all the girls.
Oh boy.
The aunties.
Oh boy, the aunties?
I don't know. Any female or male. I mean, it's Noah Beck. The man here, he's here.
What's up, guys? Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming down. It's cool. We've been chopping it up for a while, but yeah. We never really met. So this is the first time we're actually meeting.
I know. It's crazy. We've been talking on the phone for a while, but first time we've come in contact.
Hey, man, you're just as cute as you are on TikTok. All love, bro. All love.
He said the same thing to me.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. But I was lying then. anyways, so I guess I just want to get into like your life. Who are you? In you know, past the TikTok, past all that, we already know about that. Yeah. I just want to know more about you.
Let's dive in.
Go ahead. Who are you? Where do you come from? Where's the origin story? You know what
yeah
I mean?
Yeah. So for those who don't know me, my name's Noah Beck. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. Lived there since I was 15 years old. Pretty normal childhood, to be honest. I have two married parents, two sisters, both older, but we're all pretty close in age. I'm 19, my older sister's 21 and 22. Mm. So we're all pretty close. My dad is a high school teacher and soccer coach for the high school. And then my mom is a second grade teacher. So
awesome. Yeah, how was that? Like the competitiveness, like, are you competitive? Like, how were you on the field? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know how competitive I am in sport. You know what I mean? And you were a former athlete. So, how were you
a D1, right?
Yes.
That's big. That's
big.
So especially soccer.
He's not doing this for a hobby. This ain't a hobby.
Yeah.
No, it started out as one when I was three. I started playing since I was 3 years old. I came on my first team when I was four. My whole life, I was always playing up a year, playing up 2-3 years. And it just helped me develop as a player. Like my dad, like I said, he's been high school coach for 20 something years now. And so when I was 5-6 years old, I would jump into training and I had no other choice but to develop quick as a player. And so, I think that helped me a ton. Touching on the competitive part, yeah. I'm very competitive, super competitive. But obviously,
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Because it seems like what you're saying is like you're so like in it, right?
Yeah.
Like that was just the thing. What made you kind of just like, I mean, obviously TikTok came into your life, but what made you just be like, you know what, I'm going to give that up? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
is it a hard question?
Bro, it's the hardest question because
I feel the emotion coming out right now.
Man. Like soccer was my life. It's all I ever wanted to do. And I felt like I was on the right track to go places that I wanted to go with it since I was a kid. And so all I ever wanted to do was go to Europe and play. That's all I wanted to do. But things happened.
Right.
Obviously, COVID, quarantine, all that stuff changed my life. I mean, depends how you see it. I could be for the better, but it obviously took away my dream of playing as a professional athlete. But that being said, I'm blessed now with crazy opportunities that people dream of. And mm-hmm. It was never one of my dreams, but I mean, I kind of was just tossed into it.
Do you feel like kind of it's like, yo, is this really what my purpose was? Like, is this really, like, do you ask God, like, is this my purpose?
No, everything's still so surreal to me. It's like, I started TikTok as like a joke, or not even as a joke, just kind of for fun, honestly.
Like, you've seen the potential there.
Honestly. Exactly. Yeah. Like, it all started March of when my college sent me home from quarantine. They sent us home and they were like, all right, you guys are gonna be doing online school, try to stay in shape and stuff like that. Obviously they sent us like at home workouts. So I was doing all that and more, like I was training with friends like that were also home for quarantine. And so I was staying on top of it, but like as an athlete, your body can only take so much per day. And so like I had all this free time, I was doing school, workout. And then I became like a schedule. At night, I would go into my room, had my little ring light, and I would make TikToks. And it was like, goofy as it sounds, it was, it
It was working.
Yeah,
it was working.
Who I am today, and so it's crazy to think, but I mean, the virality on TikTok is unreal. Like I had a couple of videos where I was like, "Damn, a million people are seeing this," and it's like it's surreal.
How when you were seeing it, like I'm hitting a million views. Like what was going through your mind? Were you thinking like how do I keep this going? Or were you thinking like, all right, I'm just keep doing what I'm doing? You know what I mean? Like, were you trying to strategize from there? Like, all right, I'm hot. Like, I'm getting hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I feel
that. I'm not talking, look, I'm talking about.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Come on, man, you know me. You know me? No, yeah. I'm serious. Like, because I knew when I blew up on social media, I knew, like, I blew up before I was even big in boxing.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows that's the whole story. Like, he's just Instagram, right?
Yeah.
So before I was able to make my mark in the sport, I was like, all right, I see the potential here. I'm going to capitalize 100%. I don't care what nobody says. I'm going to keep making the videos.
You have to.
I'm going
to
keep pushing it. I'm going to see what works, what doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really alone in it because no boxer did it at the time. You know what I mean? No boxer was thinking about
it. Yeah.
But, like, how did you see it? Were you like, all right, let me just keep this going? What was your strategy for it?
Bro, and this is just a little, like, disclaimer. Like, right. I'm not trying to butter you up or anything like that. I'm not flirting, but, like, when I, like, I'm not joking when I say this, like two years ago, or like, I don't even know how long ago, but before I was on social media, a video of you popped up on my For You page or like on my Instagram, like feed.
Right.
And it was you hitting like
the cover,
the speed bag, like what you're fucking amazing at.
Yeah,
and so, I saw that and like you, like I followed you ever since then. Right. And I was like, this kid's going to be crazy. Like I'd never seen anyone hit a bag like that.
Right.
And I was like, there's no way this kid's not going to make it. So I followed you then. And it's just been crazy, like following you like ever since then.
It's crazy how we're here right now.
Exactly.
I'm getting the chills right now.
But it's ridiculous.
It just works. There's a connection. You know, I say spiritual connection. Everybody that comes in my life is for a reason. And when I'm saying that now, it's like, that's why I'm like, all right, Noah, what all the success, like in my mind, this is what I'm thinking right now. Your success, like, all right, what are you going to do with it? In a way where it's like, all right, now how do you make that change in people? How do you get to their heart? Because now they're watching you.
Yeah.
Those kids, they're watching you.
Yeah.
Like, and now I know, like, when I see kids comment on my stuff, they're really watching me. Like, they're really looking to me for inspiration. And I've taken hold on to that. And I'm like, I got you. I got you. I'm going to show you what a good man is. I'm going to show you. Because I'm tired of seeing people get big and then they just think that they got to be a shitty person. Like, that's... No, let's be good men. Let's kill it and show that we look good, we fight good, and we respect people. Like, I'm not here to look down on you. You're not here to look down on me. It's all respect. So, like, in that question, it's like, how do you feel now? Like, do you feel a little bit of responsibility for them kids, like, that are watching? Because to me, I do.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think it's overwhelming at times, to be honest. Like,
that part.
I'll see... Like, obviously, I know I have these millions of followers on these platforms, and it's like, it's kind of scary. And it's also a question of why. Like, why did I?
I like how you're asking that.
Yeah. Like, why did I get all these followers? Like, I'm posting the same stuff some like my friends are. Like, why am I getting this? And it's also like, as much as it's a blessing, it's also like people expect things of me that I would have never even like thought of doing.
Right.
And people are asking me to like, you should post about this, you should do this. And I was like, I don't feel like I'm educated enough to be like,
I love that.
Giving people like, cause I do take into account the followers that I have. And I do realize that I've never really addressed some situations and I've never really been the one to like constantly comment on things that are going on in the world.
Here,
and it's like, I mean, there's a reason that these people followed me and it wasn't for that. So I'm not going to change now because they are.
Yep.
And so it's like, as much as I feel like I should be telling my audience to do a certain thing, there's some things that I just don't feel like I'm educated enough on.
I respect it.
Yeah.
I respect it because that's how I feel.
Yeah.
I say to myself, look, with all these people watching me, the best thing I could show them is to love one another because that's how I am. I'm going to teach them how I am, how I, you know what I mean? I ask God so many times coming up, like, why me? Why? Because everybody's looking at me like, why this kid? Yeah, I'm asking the same question to myself. Why me? Like, why am I so talented? Like, I got speed, I got power, I could use my head, I know how to, you know, navigate through social media. Mm-hmm. Why me? You know what I mean? Why am I getting this? And then it was just like, Ryan, be you. Show people why I chose you. Like, embrace it. God chose you. Like, embrace it. Don't like be like, yeah, I am Noah, and I became big because of you. Yeah. God loves you because of you. You know what I mean? Like you're why you got everything? It's because you're Noah. Because Noah is a good guy. Because Noah loves people. Noah respects people. Noah ain't looking to get over you. You're just a fair play. Like, hey, let's have a level playing field. Let's go. You know what I mean? I could see it. But yeah, that's something I wanted to tell you right now. Be you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That what you said? Be you. You show them kids who you are.
Yeah, 100%. You know what I mean? And like, that's the whole thing about it is there's been times where like social media has this way of like almost brainwashing people to think that like they can't be themselves because it's not right. Or it's like, it's not the social norm at the time where it's like, you're almost scared to do something, but you feel it's the right thing to do. And it's like, I feel like social media has such a way of like really making sure everyone's doing the same thing. Same like you thing. Can't speak out on anything. Like you can't have your own opinion. And it's like, that's why I just stay out of it most of the time. Cause it's like, it's not even worth it. Cause if I say one thing that I think is right, the amount of people that will get mad at me just for having my own opinion, like, granted, there are people that are going to agree with me, but it's just at the end of the day, I'd rather just keep doing me and just kind of keep giving.
Do you ever wish, like, is there ever a part of you that thinks to yourself, I wish this didn't happen? Or you wonder what it would be like if you were just
the soccer
normal, you were still doing soccer and all this TikTok fame didn't happen. Does that ever cross your mind?
All the time. Like, not in a way of like I regret anything. I don't regret anything. Honestly, I'm blessed and it's amazing opportunities. 100%. And it's like, I wouldn't change it for the world. But there are days where I think like, what if I would have never posted my first TikTok? What if I never got into social media? It's like,
but your life would be so drastically so different.
So different. Like it's literally changed in the matter of, hasn't even been a full year of like all this stuff happening to me. And it's like, it's really crazy because
sky's the limit.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, there are days where, because with everything going on in the world right now, like COVID, quarantine, like all that stuff happening, if I wouldn't have gotten into social media, I'd be at home. I'd be doing online school. My college that I dropped out of, they're just now starting their season. And it's like, it's crazy. And they were supposed to have their season like way back. And everything's been pushed back. They weren't able to train for a while. And like people aren't getting the opportunities that they were supposed to. Like I had trials in Europe that were set up the last summer. So when quarantine hit, like a few months after that, I was supposed to go to Europe. I had few trials set up. Yeah. And so super excited for that. And then they were like, no traveling. I said,
Everything happens for a reason. There's no such thing as coincidences. People who believe in coincidences, you know, they believe in luck. To me, it's that hard work you put in creates luck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That hard work you put in created luck. All that work you put in soccer, that created the moment you are at right now. Because now all that you learn from soccer is applying to this game. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm happy for you, bro. I'm really excited for your future. Like, this is just the start, bro.
Speaking of the future, so it sounds to me like soccer is your passion, right?
Yeah, it will always be a huge part.
So going forward, because the world eventually will get back to somewhat of a norm.
I hope.
Because you're 19, right?
Yeah,
I'm hoping. So you're right. Soccer, that's still there. Do you plan, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
We want to know.
A good question.
Are you going to go back into soccer? Are you going to, like, what are you going to do?
I mean, that's the question. It just honestly depends on everything. Like,
man, you got Louis V. Sponsor, you better stop playing, man. You ain't going back to no soccer.
Yeah. You got that too. Why? I know. But you boxing, right?
Yeah.
He's boxing.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, man, you killing it, bro. Like,
yeah.
I guess I say, like, just put that head down and go to work, bro.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Like you said, things happen for a reason. It's going to happen. If there's an opportunity to go back into soccer and you could touch that, it'll happen.
Do it.
But like right now, bro, just I say just head down, keep working, bro.
Yeah.
This is my one of my quotes that I got from one of my pastors. He goes, success is like perfume. You smell it, but you don't drink it. You smell cologne, right?
Yeah.
It smells good, but you ain't gonna drink the cologne. You're gonna just like you smell this.
Somebody would drink it.
Ooh, some crazy person. No, but it's like that's what I'm saying. Like all the success, smell it. It smells good. All right, thank you. You say thank you to everybody, but you keep that head down. And you keep going, bro. There's no limit. There's no limit, bro. Yeah. The moment you believe in a limit is the moment that's all you're going to reach.
Yeah.
Don't believe it. There's no limit, bro. If you want to be a soccer star plus a TikTok star, you could do it.
Yeah.
All things are possible. That's like, bro, you got this.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, right now it's working, right?
Yeah. Something's working. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like soccer will always be a huge part of my life, but I can honestly say I don't see myself going back just because I don't know.
That's like a lot of work, right?
It really no, it definitely
you got to get back your in whole
shape.
Life, right?
Yeah, to get back in shape.
No, yeah, soccer. I feel like soccer outside of like a sport where you're taking punches. I've always said soccer. You got like just sprinting for an hour and a half.
Yeah,
like that, suppress the strategy.
You're sprinting for an hour and a half. I'm already out. I'm all set.
Yeah, it's a different kind of coordination as well. Like I think other athletes can translate their game to a different sport and be just fine. I'm not saying they could. I'm not saying LeBron could go to football and be a star wide receiver.
But soccer's different.
Knowing LeBron, give him a month, you know? Yeah, but it just totally depends. But soccer's just a different kind of coordination where it's like...
That feet coordination is
exactly.
Different.
Yeah, LeBron would need a month and a half for that.
Yeah.
Not a month. He'd need a month and a half.
Give him a half. But I think if I were to go back, I'm not saying I could jump right back in and be anywhere near the player I was, but I played it my whole life year round. Like I never stopped playing soccer. And so I think it's a muscle at this point. Like if I were to go back, I'd have some rust, but I'd shake it off. But it's just about getting back in shape. But everything just seems to be going well at the moment. And I don't want to like.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
I cut you off. But like, do you deal with anxiety? Do you have like that? Do you feel like, I don't know.
We're getting deep.
Not that
we're getting deep.
I'm just like,
let's get deep.
Because I know that propelled my success. Like feeling that anxiety pushed me to be like, you know what? I'm facing this anxiety. I'm gonna destroy. I'm gonna become even better. Like if I had anxiety about my fight, I trained harder.
Yeah.
If I got anxiety that my social media is not going as well, I'm gonna go harder on it. So like, do you have that something similar to tell you like, yeah, I feel like I'm a little bit slacking off like that. It hits you in your chest like, ooh, man, I should pick it up a little.
Yeah. So I don't, that's kind of a weird one because I've never been like I said earlier, like totally educated on like anxiety. Like I haven't looked into it,
right?
But there are things telling me like, you need to do this better. Like you constantly, like there's always that voice in my head. Like, and I think that's a lot of just is my competitive like side of me. And it's like, the competitiveness in me is like always saying, you got to be the best at social media. But it's like, how do you be the best at social media? And then I look into it and it's like, maybe I can. Or like, I always want to look my best. Like, that's why I go to the gym a lot. Like, I can't slack off on that. And it's like, and not only that, but I hate to say it, but it does get to you like all like.
The compliments.
Right? Not even just that. It's like. All these people that you know that are watching you, all these eyes that are on you, saying one thing about you, saying like, oh, you don't look good, or like, oh, like, and it gets to you, and like the comments hurt, but
they do.
At the end of the day, like I do it for myself, and it's like I want to look the best I can for myself. I want to feel the best I can for myself, and like, I don't know, I think it just all goes hand in hand of just doing things for myself. But yeah, I always have that. Constantly,
I feel like I'm gonna tell the people he looks fine.
Self
don't
love,
say nothing
man.
Them right you. You right there. He looks fine.
Nah, he, man.
Yeah.
You know, people they look to just hurt people now.
Yeah,
man. They want to hurt for some reason. It's like, man, I wouldn't even hurt you. Like, and I wouldn't say I would just show you love. Like if you were in front of me, I would just show you love. Why are you trying to hurt me? Like people were coming at me for my tattoos. Like I like my tattoos.
Yeah.
Why are you judging me for me getting tattoos? Like, they're trying to make it seem like I'm some like weirdo. I'm like, you know how many people have tattoos? But for some reason, like all my comments, they wanted to talk about my tattoo. It's just people would just want anything to try to tear you down. 100%. How did you feel about, like, do you get mad when they say Noah Beck, your neck?
Yeah, about your neck.
Yeah. Does that bother you? I feel like it's not funny, but it's like you're just handsome. So it's like, okay, you come out my neck, it's whatever. You
know what I mean? It's like,
they're literally coming for your neck right now.
They're
coming at his neck right now.
They're coming for his neck right now. That part. You know, because when I was younger, bro, they made fun of my ears and it kind of got to me. But like, does that get to you? Like,
I don't know. It was one of those things where I feel like the whole no and neck thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't feel like I have. I've never been commented on. Like, nothing's ever been like commented on like about my neck.
Yeah.
And so when I first started getting comments about it, I'm like, what does that even mean? I looked in the mirror for a few, like I was checking it out. I'm like,
yeah, you were really like,
I was like, damn, is this shit big?
On my neck?
I looked around and I was like,
he's like, on my neck, dog? What the
fuck? Yeah, it was
out of
so
all
weird.
My neck.
Yeah, out of everything. And I really think it was just like, someone might have had like an autocorrect on their phone where they tried to put Noah Beck, or I was like, maybe they're just trying to rhyme. Like,
I don't know what they're trying to do,
but it's like, I really couldn't see any problem with my
neck.
I'll
tell you right now, nothing's wrong with your neck. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's why it doesn't really get to me, because it's just like, how much time do you have to like make a song about it? Like, constantly put it on my comments. Like, it's like,
do they put it on your comments every time? Like,
oh yeah, there's always like, there's always Noah a Beck, neck what comment? The heck? Yeah, but it's, at the same time, like, this is what I always tell myself. And like, I think out of a lot of people in social media, I take it the best, because at the end of it, like, I don't listen to the comments. Like, as much as I said it before, like, I used to let it get to me. Right. But now I'm at the point where I'm almost numb to it.
Oh, nice.
So there's just things where, like, if they don't know me personally, I'm not going to take anything they say personally. Because it's like,
perfect. Say that again.
I like
that.
Preach,
say that again.
Noah.
Say it again.
So literally, if they're commenting about, like, even anything about, like, I don't like this kid. Why? Like, do you know me? Like, give me 5 minutes with you. I promise. Like,
we'll get along. If you don't like me then that's fine.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And that's why I don't let the comments get to me, because they don't know me. And I wish they could, but
they're going to make their assumptions.
Exactly.
Right?
And if you don't like, then just keep scrolling. Like, why take the time out of your day to write like a negative comment?
Yes. It's, that, like, to me is nuts, right?
Yeah. There's just something going on in their life that they can't cope with. And that's how they deal with it, is taking it out on other people. And it's like, it always seems like what you were saying earlier about, like, someone always trying to pick something about you. Like, I feel like I carry myself well, and I feel like I do my best to stay out of drama, stay unproblematic, like all that stuff. Like, I don't try to get in any issues. But that being said, there's always going to be someone like digging, you know, like people go back and look at my Twitter from 5 years ago.
It's
when,
like,
I didn't think I was going to be a social media influencer. And it's like, they're pulling things that I'm like, what are you, like, who's got the time for this?
You know what I don't get? It's like, they expect you to still be the same person you were a year ago. Like, no, man. I'm different.
People change.
I'm changed, bro. I'm not even the same person I was yesterday.
Yeah.
That's how much I'm working. Like, don't try to look at my past. Like, looking at my past is like trying to rob my old house. I don't live there no more, bro. Like, you're just trying to, why you live in my past when I don't even live in my past? That means you really, you're stuck in my past. It doesn't make sense to me. It's like, bro, we're all changing every day.
Yeah.
I'm sure, Noah, you're going to go tomorrow and you're going to be an even better person than you were yesterday. Because you're just going to learn. You're going to take something from today and you're going to just propel yourself to be better. Like, I don't know how, which way. I can't speak for that. But I know that somewhere in your heart, you're going to be like, you know what? Yeah, I could work on that.
Yeah. Or that's all you can do. Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Exactly.
Bro.
And like, people, especially with like the big social media audience, it's like, people think, and like, it's funny because everyone thinks that they're perfect. And it's like, no one is perfect. People make mistakes. And like, the biggest thing is, the people that are commenting these things, like saying like, oh, he did this, guaranteed they've done it. Or it's like, I don't mean to like repel in any way, but it's like, people, like, it's just funny. The people commenting these rude things are like,
probably the ones doing it.
They're probably the ones doing it. Yeah. And I've had so many people come up to me and be like, like, ask me similar questions that you're asking me. Like, how do you deal with it? Right. How's all this? How is it having your life like microscoped? And it's like people just always staring at you, waiting for you to mess up. And it's like,
yeah, they're waiting, right?
Yeah. And it's like, I don't feel like I do anything bad that would get me in any trouble. Like I'm a normal kid. I'm 19 years old. I'm just living life. Like,
you're 19?
Yeah.
What the? I thought you were way
older. I said that already, Ryan. Pay attention. It's a test later.
I'm sorry, bro. Come on. I'm sorry, man. I thought you were at least my age.
No, I'm 19.
Listen. I feel like with guys,
you look a little older than me. Like,
when he's like look at the size of his neck, bro.
Yeah, look at look at his shoulders. Like, man, I might have to stand up a little bit more straighter.
Hey, the chair ain't even helping him right now.
I don't know how, like, you know, that body shot challenge is gonna go now. I might have to put a little bit more oomph in that.
No, listen. With guys like you guys, right? People, because I see it with him, because I'm not even from here. And every time I go home, somebody got something negative to say about him. They don't even know him.
Yeah.
And then they'll tell me something about him. And I'm like, he's not like that, though. They're like, yeah, he is. And I'm like, I live with him. And I feel it's the same with a guy like you. Like, guys like you guys that are just, you're doing really good right now. And people, especially in the social media age where everybody has a voice and most people ain't doing what you guys are doing, they're just going to look for stuff to be negative about. That's it.
Yeah. I don't know if you read the Bible, but like it says in the story, like with Jesus, like they were trying to cast a girl that was like, you know what I mean? A prostitute, I believe. And like, I got to know exactly, but this is just like a sense in my mind. It's like she was a prostitute. And then Jesus was like, yo, if you guys have never sinned, throw the first stone. Like, then you could beat her down if you never sin.
Yeah.
Not one of them could throw a stone. Bro, it's kind of similar to this. Like, all right, guys, if you have never done anything wrong, go ahead.
Yeah.
Kill me. Yeah. Kill me right now. Because I guarantee every single one of you have done something wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, exactly. Like what I was saying earlier, it's funny how, like, the amount of people that have come up to me, like, I'd say a few years older than me, and they're like, bro, if I had, like, if people looked back and, like, microscope my life, like, as a college kid, I'd be like, I'd be in jail. And it's like,
I'll be in trouble, man.
Yeah. And they're like, bro, people try to like think that we're supposed to not do anything. And it's like, we're not supposed to make mistakes. And it's like, it's just frustrating. And I read this quote the other day. I don't know who said it. It might have been Elon Musk, actually. Right. But he said something about you'll never see a successful person like hate or give any kind of hate to someone less successful than them.
Right.
Or it's like,
100%.
Do you know what I mean? What I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm not saying like, that no, correctly,
no,
but
no,
it's
yeah,
like,
no, I get the sense. And when you're saying is like, you'll never hate on somebody that's below you. Right. Or something like that. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
And it's like, that just kind of shows like the comments almost where it's basically saying, don't worry about the comments because they're mad or like they're jealous of like your success. And it's like,
it could be a million things,
different things.
It could be something in their life. Like, you look like somebody that, you know, their girl cheated on her, him with, like,
and they take it out on you.
No, it could be, no, I'm not the even playing things. Around. Like, it could be so many things. It could be that you're a soccer player and that like his girl was talking to a soccer player.
You know what the biggest one is? It's probably dudes going, I think my girl thinks he's cute.
Yeah.
And then they're going to hate you for that.
Bro,
that's because that's your fault. That's your fault.
I mean, going towards that, it's kind of like, how's your relationship with Dixie? I'm just going to throw that. But like, how is that?
No, bro, amazing. Honestly, I'm so lucky to find like a girl that just makes me happy. Like, especially with all this, she's literally my best friend and I spend every single day with her. And it's like, if I didn't have her, I don't know what I'd be doing because it's so, it is a hard space. And she's in the same business.
She
so
is.
it's super like easy for us to like understand each other. It's like, hey, like you're like, we know when we're getting hate for something someday. And it's like that day I'm going to be a lot more like
attentive.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, hey, are you okay? Like a lot more sympathetic towards her. And it's like having someone, especially a girlfriend that is in the same business as you and one like this that's can really mess with someone's mental health. It's so good to have because, like I said, she's my best friend and it's like really cool to, and I'm lucky to have found someone that like her that I can like do this with.
Yeah, she seems like a cool girl. Her and Addison obviously came down and boxed a little bit. she could throw some. You gotta be careful, bro.
Yeah.
She could throw some. She got a little temper in her.
Yeah, yeah.
She got a fight in her. You know what I mean? Yeah. She got fire in her. So it was cool, bro. Yeah, but that's interesting because you guys are in the same field doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Would you say who handles it better? I feel like Dixie's pretty strong-minded. Like, when it comes to them comments, like, she fires back pretty good and quick. Like, I don't know. It's kind of what I see from the outside.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously, you know her better.
Yeah.
And you know yourself. But I would have to ask her this question about you. But, like, how do you see her handling it? Like, is she handling it good or?
Yeah. I mean, just like anyone else, like, she wants to put up this front like she doesn't care. But obviously, it gets to her. And it's like, it gets to me. Like, even though I can say all these things, like, yeah, I don't listen. But, like.
It does.
A quick glance, I see. It's like, I'm going to go in my comments real quick just to see something. I see something, I'm like, damn. Like,
it could be the wrong timing.
Like,
wrong,
exactly. Yeah. And like any other person, like, it gets to her. And like, it's no way for a 19-year-old girl to live, let alone her sister who's 16 years old. Yeah. Like, could you imagine having to deal with...
Nah, bro.
I think I deal with a lot. And like, I don't do much. And where she can literally, like, she, for example,
she can't move wrong. She can't exactly. walk wrong, right?
Yeah. She can't breathe the wrong air. Like, literally, Charlie donated $100,000 to this dance company that helps with, like, I don't know the exact cause.
Right.
So I'm not going to get into
say
that.
It,
exactly.
Right,
yeah. I don't want to get, like, I'm so careful now. But
yeah, right.
She donated $100,000 to this
foundation,
dance company.
Right.
She loves dance. She's from dance. It's like me donating something to soccer.
Right.
She got hate for that because there's other things that need $100,000 rather than this dance company. And like, it just shows how, like, you can never win. So like, stop trying to be perfect because you'll never be loved by everyone.
You're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, there's no hope in gaining everyone's
love.
How does your you said you have sisters that are close in age, correct?
Yes.
How does your family deal with like what you're going through? Like, whenever you have something you're going through, how do they feel about, like, how does mom feel about everything? That's a tough
luckily
one.
Mom and dad are super supportive and awesome. They've always been so supportive of what I do. Obviously, nice. When I first received the opportunity to come out to LA and kind of hang out with the boys that I live with now, my parents were kind of skeptical of what this was. Like, how did I know these guys? And it's like through social media, and they didn't really get it. But the caring parents that they are, they really got into it. They downloaded TikTok. They started like
that's
researching a bit more on this. Like, is this okay? Mm-hmm. And they studied, they realized that you can, like, people are making livings out of this, right? And so they were super supportive when I told them, listen, this is too good of an opportunity to pass up because I was an NCAA Division I athlete and I couldn't make any money. And I had emails, like, I had people emailing me, yo, could you promote this for this much money? And I was, as a kid, I never had a job. Like, I've never worked a job, and I don't want to sound spoiled or anything, but I wasn't handed anything. When I was 15, I moved away to Utah on my own to play at a residency academy. So I sacrificed 3 years of my high school to play soccer, to really just dedicate everything. And we practiced in the morning and in the afternoon. I couldn't work, like, no time. So going from that, and my parents realized, like, you dedicated your whole life to soccer. Like, I hope you're making the right decision. We're here if you need to talk about anything. And I'm like, I think this is just too good to pass up. And they fully supported me. And now, like, I have such a good relationship with my parents. Nice. Thankfully, like, I'm blessed to have that. And my sisters.
Yeah.
My other sister, my middle sister, actually, she had TikTok before I did. And she would tease me because she had, like, 7,000 followers on TikTok, and I had an Instagram at the time. I had like 1,000 followers because I was like just with like people from school, like just homies and stuff like that. I'd post like soccer pictures on my, and that was about it. I was like game day, like all that stuff,
all that tough shit.
And so my sister was like always teasing me. She's like, I have 7,000 followers, you only have, and I'm like, I don't even have TikTok. And she was like, oh, okay. And so like when I finally downloaded it, she always had, I think I kind of just like stole her dream from her, but I mean,
it works out for the best.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. I mean, knowing my sister, I don't know how she would deal with this.
Oh, man.
She's very, very sensitive and like,
those comments are brutal.
And I don't want her to go through this.
Has she ever said, hey, can we do a TikTok? Have you done a TikTok with her?
Yeah. On her page, like whenever I'm home, I'll do them. But there's sometimes just at home, she asks and I'm like, I want to just hang out with you guys. Like, I just
want
to be with my family.
It's not what you want either.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, trust me, like you don't want this as amazing as it looks. Like on the outside, people think it's all sunshines and rainbows over here, but there's days
where
it's
depressing.
And it's
not meant for everybody.
No, it's not at all. And I don't think it's meant for anyone, honestly. Yeah. Like no one can prepare for this. It's like, but some people get put into it. Some people strive off the hate, sure. For example, but it's like, it can really get to people. But my sisters, they both have a TikTok now, but they kind of just post for fun, like just do stuff with their college friends. They're both gonna be teachers now. Family of educators, except for me.
How often do you get to see your family?
Same here. I dropped out. I think 12.
Sometimes you
honestly.
You were 12?
No, 12th grade.
I was gonna say you were 12 when you dropped out. That explains a lot.
No, but it's like now. I seen Elon Musk say it's like when I hire people, I don't even care about like the degree. Like degree doesn't mean anything to me. What it means is like
character,
and if you don't have an ego. Like, I don't like ego. I like, okay, how do we make this work?
Yeah.
There has to be a way, and we can make it work. Let's move forward. No ego, all love. Let's go. Yeah. Like, I like working with people like that. And, of course, I like experience, though. You have to have experience in creating something.
Yeah.
Whether or not you were, in college, if you're dropped out, what did you do after that? Did you create something? Were you successful in another aspect? You know, that's how I hire people. That's how I like to see it. But it's good that, you made a way. I mean, I made a way. But I was a boxer. Like, I was like, all right, man, like, this is all I do. Even my teacher, she's like, you need to graduate from high school. I said, I am trying my hardest. I'm just training so much. And she was like, I'm still talking to my homeschooling teacher today. Like, we play poker. We laugh
awesome.
About all that. Like, shout out Miss Wong.
You play poker with your teacher? Need to get off my bucket list.
She literally taught me how to play Texas Hold'em. Like my teacher.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so, the best thing so she cool. ever taught you.
Yeah, probably.
It's the only thing you remembered.
I was nasty in math. Like numbers, when it came to numbers, like I just think and I just start connecting it. Like that was something that it came easy to me.
Yeah.
But the other stuff, it was like, why am I doing this? Like, I'm just like bored doing this. Like, I know I box. Like, that's all I'm gonna do. I had no plan B. There was no such thing as plan B for me.
Yeah.
It was plan A or nothing.
Yeah.
I would live and die by it. Plan A, that's it. And it worked out.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot, boxing, it's a tough game, bro. It's not that ain't for everybody for
sure. Hell no.
Yeah. Once you start getting touch with them, pop, 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 you know, you're just like, now that we're going to wrap this up, it was a great talk with my boy. Now that I know him more, I call him my boy, my friend. I think I can say that.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, my friend Noah Beck. Hi, what's up? What's up? But for real. Okay, I'm going to end on these three questions, bro. What's the ultimate for you and what's the dream? What's the ultimate dream?
The dream's changed a bit in the past year. But, I mean, now I just want... At the end of the day, I just want to put a smile on people's face. Mm-hmm. And no matter how I do that, whether it's continuing social media and really diving into YouTube, kind of making a living out of that. I've been getting into acting and I want to see and I want to experience that, if dip my toes in it and hopefully get in a movie or two. If I don't like it, I don't like it. But if I love it, I'm gonna try to be the best I can at it, with that comes modeling and everything. So I actor, model, YouTube, like that. I'm trying to do it all, So
I can see you doing all that. Okay. Biggest misconception about you.
I think that there's a lot of stuff going around. Like when I tend to talk to paparazzi sometime, when I get caught and they kind of like ambush me, like, I think the biggest misconception about me is that a lot of people think I'm like airheaded. A lot of people think I'm not bright or anything like that. And it's like, it's funny because I actually just laugh at it where it's like, both my parents are teachers. I was in honors classes growing up. Like, they pushed school on me and like in a good way, you know, in like a healthy way. They weren't like, do this, do that. And it's like, they stressed that it was very important, like for soccer as well. Like, if I wanted to go to the right college, I need good grades, or just in general. So I think the whole misconception of me being just a dumb kid is like, I just want those people that think that to have a conversation with me. And I think it can come off a few times. Like when I was talking about paparazzi, it's like, they'll ask me these things and there's no right answer to it. It's like, I'm giving my opinion and people are like, is this kid stupid? And it's like,
right, I've had that so many times.
Because I don't agree with you and I'm getting called stupid. It's,
dude, they call me that all the time when I'm like doing an interview, right? Like, oh, this kid's an idiot. Look how he's sounding. I'm like, bro, I'm telling my truth. Like, what do you want me to say? Like, do you want me, like, do I have to say exactly what you want me to say to sound smart?
To sound smart, exactly. And it's like, we're kids, you know? It's like, when four or five people with grown men with cameras run up to a 19-year-old, it's like, what do you want me to say?
That's not very smart by you.
Exactly. I have a lucky... I'm lucky to have like a good relationship with all the paparazzi because I don't tend to get into anything stupid or any like I don't, knock on wood, I mean, I'm not trying to get in any drama or anything, but I mean, if that day were to come, I would think that I have a good relationship with them where I think they would respect it of
your privacy.
Exactly.
But granted, then again, you can't trust them.
Exactly.
It is their job. You can't trust really nobody in that aspect of you know.
So I'm not going to let them have that power. I'm just going to stay out of
shit. You just keep being a good person.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is the last thing. Best advice you've ever received?
Damn.
That's the best.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, nothing really. When I'm asked that question, nothing really like jumps to head other than the fact of just maybe even what you just said to me. Honestly, it's along the lines like, because I've been told this a lot, but the way you put it about like, just keep going, just keep walking, like let the darts fly.
Yeah, let all that stuff. Darts fly. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think just being told by, I mean, multiple people, don't listen to the hate. And as it's not going to happen overnight. Like I always tell, like Dixie, for example, like don't listen to it. And like sometimes she gets mad at me for not feeling like
the compassion.
Exactly. Right. And it's also, but it's, she knows that it's all out of love. Mm-hmm. And she knows that I mean, no, like I'm not asking her to do it overnight, but I just want to constantly keep reminding her because the only thing it's going to do is just continue to hurt her if she keeps looking at it. And it's like, I'm just going to keep moving forward. If you like me, jump on, let's go, let come with me. Yeah. But if you don't, like, keep swiping. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Like, honestly.
Yeah. I love that, bro.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it.
Awesome. We got some fan questions here from Nero Gonzalez. He wants to know, what is the greatest accomplishment? This is for both of you. So you take it first.
My greatest accomplishment?
Yep.
Damn. I don't...
Or you feel like it still hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah. Like,
I feel that. I feel like... I mean, Luke Campbell, you could say, but like, I feel like it's just still out there. I can't even say great. You can't say, I guess to this point would say Luke Campbell fight, but I mean.
Yeah. Like, I mean.
Your most viral TikTok would have to.
I mean, knocked out Luke Campbell. So,
so you're just like.
Yeah. I mean, I think just being able to work with some of the people that I've worked with is honestly just a huge, like people that I've, or I don't know, people that I kind of just like idolized, or not even just that, just looked up to in a sense. Yeah. It's like being able to work with some of the people I work with is amazing. Being able to work with some of the brands I've worked with, obviously, like being, okay. Yeah. Like being on Vogue was one of them. Like
nuts.
And as sick as that was, like being on Vogue, like it's, like that didn't sink in for a while. Like the day it happened, it was like, oh cool, like dope. And then I kind of just didn't even think about it because I want to do more, But I'd never even like really thought about like, same. I was on Vogue. Like yeah. that's crazy. But then I look back and I go on Vogue's like Instagram.
And they're going nuts.
I click on the comments just to see, like, it's always the biggest mistake clicking on the comments. Yeah. All of it. L, Vogue, what are you doing? Vogue, why? Like, Vogue, you just lost a follower. It's like,
they know.
Be happy for someone.
Bro,
you know, it's
all,
like,
Vogue knows the deal, bro.
Exactly.
They know the deal. They know the vision, bro. That's why they picked you.
Yeah.
Be like, nah, you taking out for writing that hating ass comment. Like,
yeah.
Nah, out to you, bro. It's like, yeah. You're going to lose a follower for hating.
Exactly.
How about you? I don't know how many followers that person had commented, but he just lost one.
Yeah, exactly. So it is what it is. I mean,
bro, that's surreal though.
Like they want, you know, so it's like.
Just like one time, like Jennifer Lopez, she was like, you cute. Bro, and then I wrote on Twitter, I said, ain't nobody, none of y'all could ever call me ugly. Jennifer Lopez said I was cute. What?
That's it.
What? You can't take that away, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but that's great, bro. Congratulations on
thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you have that same mentality as me, bro. You just keep moving forward. Like,
yeah.
Like you smell the cologne.
Best is yet to come.
But you don't drink it.
Exactly.
Like that's my mentality. Move forward. Move forward. Move forward. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Move forward. You know what I mean? Unless it matters to me and like, all right, my family or something like that. Then my heart will be like.
Give attention to it.
Give attention to it. Okay. Another question from Jackson Myers. He is asking, what are two things that motivate you guys to get up every morning and get to work?
I say two things that motivate me are, I don't even know, honestly, just
something inside, right?
Yeah, something inside. Like, I don't even know if I could really like put it into words, but obviously.
So you don't have to get a job.
True. Yeah, I don't want.
It's hard for you to, because you are the motivation.
Exactly.
You are your motivation.
Exactly, exactly. So it's like, it's tough to even put it into words because it's just something inside of me that's just always like, all right, let's get to work. All right, let's get this done today. But another thing is like family. And I think that's huge. Like I want to take care of my parents. Like I want to take care of my sisters. Like I want to do all that stuff for them. And luckily, and like I'm blessed to be able to now. And it's like, I'm doing what I can for them. And like, I haven't even gone public with this. And it's kind of a cool thing, but I haven't even told anyone. Like, I bought my mom a Tesla, and it's like, I drive a Nissan Maxima, and it's like, I bought my mom like a Tesla SUV, and she's like, she just deserves it, you know? Like, I don't feel like I deserve that yet. And so,
and she don't ask, you just honor her with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It was just for her, a little birthday gift. So yeah,
it's beautiful,
so I think,
bro.
Yeah, no, my family's huge, and I really just want to make them proud.
Love
the
that,
day.
Bro. I mean, yeah. I'm obviously, you see me with my whole family aspect.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all what I do. It, but I would say the things that motivate me to get up every morning is one, God. God gets me, you know what I mean? Like, all right, God, what do you want me to? I always start the day off, God, what do you want me to do today? Like, how should I move?
Yeah.
And then from there, I look at my baby girls, you know, I'm like, all right, man, like, I got to work. You know what I mean? I look at them, it's like, yo, I have to work for them. Like, I can't take a day off. I don't even have, that's not even in the back of my mind, bro. I get up, I mean, Scott knows, would you say anybody in boxing works harder than me? I wouldn't say that.
That's tough to say. I think if anyone works as hard as you, maybe that's possible, but nobody's working harder than you because he works like he has a fight coming up when he doesn't have a fight coming up, and that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm insane with it. on that boxing working out part. Okay, last question. We're going to do one more. That's it, and then we're done. I'm going to pick the best one what I like. Okay, this is perfect. From the Barber Boys on YouTube, they're asking, if you could both fight anyone, who would it be and why? I see now. Like,
hey, wait, you don't want to get into no drama now, so be careful how you answer this question.
Man, I'm coming straight for people's necks, and I'm not talking about Noah.
You wanna take that one first?
All right, I'll take that one. I'm coming after Javonte Davis. Let's go. Two rounds. Anybody, bro. Actually, anybody in the sport. Let's go. Manny Pacquiao, everybody, you know what's good. I mean, everybody knows what's good. I'm coming. I'm just a young, hungry lion ready to take over.
Yeah.
It's my time now. It's my era. It started with Luke Campbell. I'm going to be reigning for years and years to come. So, I mean,
hell yeah.
You up next. Come on, bro. Yeah, I know you I got mean... somebody. Bro, come on. You got somebody. I'm not going to force you, but you got somebody in your mind. I could see it. I could
There's literally no one in my mind. I want
to
fight.
Stop it. You're I ready swear. To destroy somebody.
No, I mean, literally no one comes to mind. I don't want to fight anyone. But
he's
like,
a lover, not a fighter, gentlemen.
Exactly. Yep. But. Yeah, I don't even know.
It's all love. You wouldn't fight him right there? I don't know. Hey, he's eyeing you down right now. Like you better not say my name. Look at him.
Oh, man.
No, bro, there's really no one. I mean, I just don't think it's for me. You leave
the comments to say to you. Or whatever. You know, who cares? Yeah. All right, it's all love. It's all love, man. Thank you for joining me. And that's the show, guys. This is just another great episode of Fierce Talk. Thank you to my guest, Noah Beck. Catch him on his show, Awesomeness TV, yeah, and all his social media channels. You should plug them in right now, in case nobody.
Yeah, Noah Beck, pretty much on everything. Subscribe to the YouTube, follow Instagram, follow TikTok, follow the Twitter, all that.
Thank you for that. I appreciate all you guys out here for making this show possible. If anybody got any questions or comments, be sure to post them across all platforms. Follow, like, and subscribe wherever you watch and listen to podcasts. And again, thank you to my co-host, Scott Sullivan, Scotty Thy Fourth, always ready to do it. All right, guys, thank you guys. This is Ron Garcia here, signing out.